Moto America fans, it's time for another episode of Off Track with Carruthers and Bice. You'll laugh, you'll cry, and you may even learn something from this unlikely pair and their special guest. The mic is yours, Paul and Sean.
Freezing right now. For us, it's freezing.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Wow. It is 70 degrees.
70 degrees. You poor bastard.
You had me going.
It's for us. We're all in sweaters. It's freezing.
I can't complain because we were at 70s like 2 days ago. So it's just a bit of a change, but we're good to go. So, Alex, you've got massive plans ahead for the 2024 season. And I haven't heard about all of it. I've only heard about two pieces of this puzzle, but it's a pretty big puzzle. So why don't you start by telling us what exactly you've got going on this year?
Well, the last couple of years, we've been doing it myself, and here there's somebody else. Last year, we got Agustin to come on board and, you know, race with us. And then it just turned into me and him partnered up. And this year, we're going to try to do something big. And we got the opportunity to do the superbike stuff. So we're going to have two superbikes, two stock 1000s, two 600s or super sport, two twins and a 400.
Dang.
So that's our plan.
How many trucks are you going to have, or do the guys actually have to ride the bikes to the track?
No, the plan right now is to have one big truck. And we're in the works of possibly an RV toy hauler thing, or maybe another trailer.
Okay.
Yeah. So you actually already helped me, Alex, because last year, you know, I go through the entry list and I had seen you guys on the entry list for the last couple of rounds in stock 1000. And I was calling him Augustine. So it's Augustine Sierra. Okay. All right. And he's still on the team with you. Is he racing stock 1000?
Yeah, he's gonna race stock 1000. He's my partner in this, and pretty much he's gonna race a stock 1000 and super sport whenever he's not racing stock 1000.
Okay, what about the Daytona 200? Do you guys have riders yet for that?
We're in the works of trying to put something together, but it's still kind of up in the air. He is gonna race the 200, and then we're just gonna have the Twins Cup as of now. But you know, things can change, so we'll
right.
see.
Right.
So obviously,
we got what, 2 weeks till it's over. So that
won't be long. Yeah, it's coming up.
I saw there was an email went out this morning, I think, to get people going on it. But so obviously, Sean Dillon Kelly's the biggest piece of this puzzle. I mean, you have a guy there that's capable of, we don't even know. I mean, the sky's the limit.
Yeah, we're just, you know, with him, we're so focused on the superbike season that we, you know, we just, I think that for us is big, really big. So, you know, with the bikes that we're getting from BMW and from Alpha Racing, we have a lot of work ahead of us. So we just want to like really focus on that with him more or less than anything else. But we never know. We can see, you know, we'll see what happens.
Now, you're also going to race.
Yeah.
How, I mean, I think being a team owner is hard enough, right? So here you are, a team owner. You're out on the track at the same time as your star rider, Sean Dillon Kelly. Are you thinking more about like how he's doing or how you're doing? Because it'd be hard.
It's difficult. But, you know, I come from the car background and a lot of the car racing stuff. So you see these big car teams and they have people in place for everything. So we're doing the same thing. We're going to pretty much have a guy that's in charge of the team. We have the guy that's in charge of the truck. We have the, you know, each crew chief has their guy. You know, we're going to have a guy that's pretty much on top of all the riders. So it's easier for me to do it that way. Cause I don't have to worry just so much with him. You know, obviously I'm going to worry. I'm the team owner. I have to worry, but it'll be a lot easier because we have people in place to make sure that everything is perfect and that everything that he needs, we have, and that he's okay. Right. And I think I've known him for a while, and I think I can also help him a lot in little things, not so much as in riding in the setup of the bike, but you know, I'm the team owner. I want him to win. The idea is for him to win. We're not doing this for him to just go out and ride. So, you know, if there's anything that needs to be tried, I will be the guy to try it, you know, and say, hey, look, this did work. This didn't work. And I'm like the guinea pig for him. I, you know, type of thing.
That's cool.
So let's see what happens.
Yeah. So last year you obviously raced BMWs as well. I think I know the answer to this, but I'm going to ask you for really me and the fans anyway. Why BMW is the platform for Superbike?
Well, you know, I have a dealership here in Florida and I build a lot of BMWs. So I have a really good relationship with Alpha Racing and they kind of just, you know, they asked us last year if we had any plans and we didn't really have any plans and it just kind of, we talked and it all kind of worked perfect. And that's kind of why we're going to do it. Cause also the biggest benefit for us as the team is to sell stuff on Monday. So, you know, I can sell these bikes, I can sell stock 1000s, you know, we do the track days and the track support. So they see us in Moto America with BMWs, it's the same bikes you can buy here at the dealership. So I think it's kind of why we did that. There's no other bike that's happening with, right? Ducati doesn't offer that. Honda doesn't offer that. Yamaha doesn't offer that. So it's just kind of perfect.
Yeah, I mean, not only that, Alex, but the fact that, you know, I mean, obviously you saw that, you already knew that the BMW leader bike, the M1000RR was a great bike. Well, obviously last year it was proven hands down, you know, PJ won, but certainly obviously Cameron Bobier did too. So the bike in a Superbike trim is clearly a winner, as well as stock 1000 for that matter. So you have a proven bike there, and obviously Alpha Racing is very involved in some of the other teams' programs as well. So you're going into it selling those bikes, but also you're like, well, Sean ought to be able to be up front because we got the same bike they do. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I know what Alpha Racing brings to the table, and I know what the BMW, I mean, I ride them. So I know, you know, from the experience I have here, I know what the bikes can do. And obviously with Cam and PJ and Corey and all those guys did last year, it's a easier step for us to make that decision, right? And with the Superbikes that we're getting, it's pretty much same spec as a racing world Superbike. I think we also have an advantage with that. So that's kind of why we said, yeah, let's do it. If all the pieces fit together, it just made sense for us.
How far along are you right now as far as being ready?
We're waiting on the bikes. We should have the bikes in the next couple of days. But we've been testing some of the stock 1000s with the ECUs and some of the components that we're going to use this year to get Sean and myself kind of just rolling on that stuff. And hopefully we have some testing coming up. We have a whole week of testing and we should, you know, we ride all year long. So we'll have more dates that we can keep riding. And hopefully when we get to round one, we're pretty familiar with everything.
So do you test mostly? Is it Homestead?
Homestead, we have Jennings. That's not that far. We're planning on CMP. And you know, if we can get a date at another track, we'll go.
So Alex, I got to ask you, we had seen you, of course, when I did a story, an interview with JD, when he was down at Homestead testing the Titleist bike. And the idea was he was just trying it out to give them a little bit of input and help. Did he share anything with you then? And did you know, were you one of the first people to know he was going to be racing for that team, or did he not tell you?
No, I don't think he knew.
Right.
Cause we had talked a little bit. I talked to a lot of the guys that race Superbike this year, and you know, we've had conversations, but it just made sense. The guys there testing, you know, why would he be there? You know, I know that, you know, maybe they're just trying to figure something out for next year, but you're working with him now. Why not keep him? And right. He's a hell of a rider, so why not keep him?
Yeah. Yeah. And for you, do you have personal goals where you want to end up? I mean, let's set Sean aside for a minute. We know you want to get him up front and win, but I mean, I'm sure you'd like to be up in the front as well. So what are your goals that you want to do for a guy that's fairly, well, new to this, I would say, right?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, if I don't say I want to win, then I'm a liar, right? We all want to win.
Right.
But the reality is, I mean, for me, it's just to get more time on the bikes and know the bikes, right? Because it's, if I sell these and I ride them and I understand them, it's easier to make the sale. It's easier to help Sean. It's, you know, next year something else happens, or we have three bikes, or we have two bikes, whatever the case would be for the next year, I want to know what we're using. And yeah, I mean, for me, if I finish in the top five, I mean, I won, you know, for me, that's a win. But we never know what happens. I might wake up that morning inspired and, you know, I kick everybody's ass, or I don't know. We'll see.
That's right.
Well, I'll tell you, the first one you want to beat is your teammate. And if you got Sean Dillon Kelly for a teammate and you beat him, you're doing pretty damn good. So
I want to beat everybody. If that's the case, I want to beat everybody. But, you know, I'm older. This is, you know, I haven't been doing this all my life. The opportunity came now, and you know, I'm older. This isn't my job.
Okay, yeah. So far you're giving us a team. Other than Sean Dillon Kelly, you've got a team of basically guys that it's difficult to pronounce their names. So tell us, is it Romeo Chiavini?
Yes, Romeo, yeah.
What's his story? How did you find him? How do you know him? How did that come about?
His team, I guess his team manager reached out to us, you know, asking if there was a ride in Twins Cup. A young kid, we talked to him, and it just all panned out and worked. And yeah, he'll be riding one of the Twins for us this year.
Have you met him or anything other than?
Yeah, he came by the shop 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
3 weeks ago. And we'll be testing, all of us will be testing this weekend at Homestead for Pan Am, the club race. So they'll all be here this weekend.
Wow. So Super Sport, what bikes and or riders? I mean, you haven't announced yet. You don't have to tell us if you don't want to, but if you want to share or tell us about bikes and not riders, whatever you want to tell us about the Super Sport class, we'd love to hear.
We bought an M4 bike and we're buying another one. So we're going to have the M4 bikes by Chris. And we announced Maximiliano Giraldo. He's
That's right.
Yeah, he did some Moto America, I think, the last 2 years. He's podium in Stock 1000.
Yes.
He rode for us in COTA. I think he finished 6th or 7th on a old Kawasaki we had. And this year, the plan is to bring him onto the Super Sport and see what he can do.
Yeah, he's been involved in our series for a while. I've talked to him a little bit, and I know sometimes I would lump him in for whatever reason with Danilo Lewis, even though they're totally different guys. I don't even know if they know each other or are friends or whatever. But doing anything with Lewis at all?
No, I haven't spoken to him in a while.
Okay.
They did the Brazilian Superbike Championship, which Maxi was the champion last year.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, right. He won the championship last year in the Brazilian Superbike, so he'll be racing with us this year.
That's pretty good. He's a good rider. There's no doubt. And he knows his way around the Moto America paddock too. So you've got a few experienced guys on that team, which is pretty terrific. I'm sure that can help all you guys. What about crew guys? Who's doing your data? Is there anybody that you can tell us about that we might know that's involved in your team?
There's a lot of guys that you guys might know, but we'll go into that later on.
That's okay. That's all right. Like I told you, we were going to ask you anything and you certainly don't have to answer them all. So
I think I heard about one of them, but I won't say anything.
Come on, who? No.
What's his position, Paul? That would give it away too.
I guess he'd be a crew chief of some sort for somebody. It's not my dad,
right?
We got a couple of good guys that, you know, the main thing for us is to make the team work well. And when the team works well, everything else is going to flow. So we put in a lot of people in position to make this easy because it is a lot. And I'm sure everybody's like, wow, these guys are fucking nuts. They're putting all these people on these bikes and all these bikes and this whole big thing. It's going to be a circus. No, we're putting the right people in the right area so that we have, you know, each team is its own team, right? So the Twins, it's its own team. The Super Sports, their own team. The Superbikes is their own team. And there's people in place for everything. There's crew chiefs for every bike, pretty much. Suspension people, data people. I mean, it's just the biggest thing that Motor America is probably ever going to see. And, you know, we want to do it right. Because if not, why do it?
Well, right. At least you're not putting your eggs all in one basket, you know? It's like if one guy has a bad day, you got the 7 other guys to step up.
Yeah, we're gonna do it right. And the only way to make it right is that way.
So there are a lot of riders either that ride in Florida or are from Florida. I mean, there's a lot of them that go to Jennings, a lot that go to Homestead. But I mean, you think about certainly Sean Dillon Kelly. Another one is a rider we're quite fond of, Stefano Mesa. I mean, terrific guy. And I think he's originally from Colombia. I don't know if that's where you're from, Alex, but we assume you must know him. Do you have a relationship?
Yeah, I've known him for a very, 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 very long time. A friend of mine. My family and his family know each other, and yeah, he's 10 minutes from my shop. So, you know, we try to ride a lot together. We rode motocross a lot. He's taking my motards out. I mean, he's, he's a friend of the family. But yeah, there's a lot of guys down here, man. And we ride all year long. So there's a lot of track days, a lot of club stuff. You know, Pan America Superbike is the club here in the club racing of Florida. And we try to do as many rounds as we can because it's good for us to train on. And, you know, we help Florida grow a little bit.
That's great. Yeah, I know that it's a big part of our series, the riders down there. And you know, Mace is interesting. He's had a little bit of his resurgence in his career. He was sort of a mercenary for a while and chased some contingency with Wira, but he's kind of more committed to Moto America. And I think some of it's because of his obviously involvement with Tytler Cycle and Energica and some of that. So you probably... We don't really know what he's doing yet, but you probably didn't have a chance to get him on your team. But otherwise, would you have?
Hell yeah, of course. Yeah, the kid, that guy's a hell of a rider. I mean, the kid's amazing. I see what he does on a dirt bike from what he does on a motard, what he does on the big bike. The kid's, he's got natural talent, right?
Since you're from Colombia originally, Alex, although I think you were born in this country, but you got relatives down there. Can you get Martin Cardenas to come back up and race with us again?
Agustin had talked to him, but I really don't know where that went. He's friends with a lot of us. And yeah, my family is Colombian. My wife is Colombian. I'm from here. I'm from New Jersey. But yeah, we've talked to him. We've tried to... Agustin has tried to put something together with him, but I don't know exactly where that's gone.
So the dealership,
that's another guy with natural talent, like beyond
100%.
Yeah, he was good.
Yeah.
So the dealership you have there, tell us a little bit about that. It obviously does well.
Yeah.
Do you have like big name customers and famous people and all that?
Yeah, we have we do a lot of celebrity bikes, baseball players, basketball players, rappers, guys with a lot of money. I mean, we do a lot of custom bikes, a lot of track days. We'll rent, you know, tracks for rappers that want to do 4 or 5 laps. You know, we do all the race stuff. We have race support. So guys want to come race with us, they can at the club stuff, track days. So parts, accessories, used bikes. I can get a couple of new bikes here and there, and we're in the works of trying to open up an OEM franchise dealer. So we're just waiting on that.
Wow, that's pretty good. So Top Pro is the name of your dealership. You've had the name. Did you come up with the name yourself?
That's a funny story. We put like 5 names in a hat and my dog picked it. and he picked Top Pro Motorsports, and it's been like that for 6 years now.
What's your dog's name?
Turbo.
What a perfect name.
Turbo. I have two, Turbo and Rossi.
Of course. So these celebrities, these riders that come in of note, are they into sport bikes? They don't want to get cruisers? I mean, where are they at with what they buy?
It's Miami. So literally, like, some of these guys, like, I had a football player that wanted me to build a bike with all the bells and whistles. I mean, $60,000 sport bike to sit in the garage of his building. You know, some of these guys cannot ride bikes. Their contract says they cannot touch a motorcycle. But, you know, with all the money in the world that they have, they don't care. They want to have it. So they'll put it in their penthouse. They'll put it in their garage. They'll put it next to their car. Some guys do ride them. I have a little bit of everything.
That's cool.
Do you follow the stick and ball sports, or it means nothing to you, right?
Unfortunately, I try here and there, but I didn't grow up around it. We grew up around cars and motorcycles. So for me, the sports are just, I watch them here and there when everybody's watching them.
So did you actually drive race cars at some point?
I did. I did some car racing when I was younger, go-karts, some SCCA stuff. I did one Ferrari Challenge race in 2015. I don't remember, but I've done. My dad's got a Miata race car thing, and it's a lot more money than motorcycles. So
and less fun.
Yeah, I get in a car, and it's not even close to fun.
Yeah,
right.
Different buzz.
Yeah.
Unless sure. You're doing like Graham where they're racing Indy car, and that's a different story, but that's a different story.
Right.
Yeah. So you're going to be having to wear a couple of hats. You're the team owner. You're also one of the superbike riders. You've got a lot of, like Paul said, you got a lot of riders, but you're the boss. So do you, are you going to have team meetings? Are you going to get all the riders together, crew? How are you going to coordinate everything? Do you have anybody helping you with that task?
Yeah. So we have Sean Sloan, who's pretty much a team principal. He's the guy that's going to be in charge of all the crew chiefs and, you know, staff and all the stuff like that. You know, the biggest thing is the crew chiefs have to know what their jobs are for their riders. Right. So, you know, they're the main guys that we'll have meetings with. And the idea is to make this fun so that we can have fun. It's, why do it if we're having a horrible time? No, we want to have fun. We want to make this enjoyable. We want to win and be as professional as possible. So with them, you know, with them, they'll have their team meetings and they'll set up their stuff and, you know, whatever we need, we'll take care of. But he's pretty much going to be the main guy talking to all the riders, talking to all the crew and the staff. That way, that's his job, right? That's what he's there to do, is to make sure that those guys are okay. Because I can't do everything. I'm trying to ride at the same time. I'm going to try to make sure the truck gets there on time and that, you know, Moto America takes care of us like this and that we don't have that. And, you know, I'm sure people are going to want to talk to the owner instead of just the team principal. So, yeah, we have a lot going on, but I think with Sean, we'll be able to figure all that out.
Are you getting premier status? No.
Oh,
he'll skip that subject.
We'll talk about that. He's just going to fill the rest of the paddock with his guys.
Yeah, Alex and I.
I don't want to say nothing, right? But I mean,
yeah, it's okay.
We want to grow, right? Moto America wants to grow.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. You get in there, and I think you're going to surprise some people, Alex. So maybe there'll be some realization there. Hey, so being that you're from Colombia, even though you're American, I mean, you were born in the U.S., but your parents are Colombian. You obviously, I assume you're fluent in Spanish, I would imagine. Yeah. Okay, so. Do you tell us about what we know about our series, which is Latin America is massively important to Moto America. Huge amount of fans. The riders who are Hispanic Latin American are a big, big thing with us. And, you know, tell us about that whole thing. And now you're arriving, and not all of your riders are obviously Hispanic Latin American, but your team is. It's owned by that. We embrace all of that. Tell us about what that part of the country means to Moto America.
Well, I think, you know, Moto America is big in the U.S. We know that. But, you know, obviously, if Moto America wants to be bigger, they need to branch out everywhere, right? And in Latin America, there is a lot of racers. There's a lot of guys that want to come race. There's a lot of guys that are interested in racing. It's just the opportunity is very difficult. And money down there isn't the same here, right? So a guy that might be a millionaire down there, here isn't, right? It's just the money is very different. So the opportunities aren't always there. We kind of, the big thing with Top was you want to help kids. The idea is to help younger guys, you know, get to race and go farther, right? And with Latin America, I think we can get a bigger audience, and we want to have a bigger audience, because just the US, it's X amount of people. But if we go into Latin America, in the Europe, in the Spain, wherever it is, if it grows for us and it grows for Moto America. And, you know, with ESPN Latin, with the Pietri's doing what they're doing, I think is also a huge, 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 huge help, because a lot of people know about Moto America and Latin America a lot. I mean, they put it on national TV. Like, I don't know really exactly what the national shows down there are, but I know people in Colombia watch it, because I've been told people in Argentina watch it. I have, you know, the Argentinian champion riding for us. Dylan is, you know, obviously he's also Latin American. So we have Yandel from DR. So that's another huge portion of people that watch. And if people watch, that brings more viewers, that brings more sponsors, that brings more of a lot of things. And that's kind of our goal with it, is to bring more awareness to the team. And with, obviously, that would come with America as well.
Yeah. You know, speaking of you being born in New Jersey, I think Yandel's from New York, isn't he?
From New York. Yeah.
Yeah. I talked to him a couple of times. I talked to his mom when they come in the paddock. I don't know if everybody calls him Funky Cold Medina, but I do. So, you know, it's.
Of course you do.
But he's actually done pretty well since he's been in the series. And now that he's on your team, I mean, I would expect that's going to help him in a lot of ways, get more support, right?
We're trying to get him. He's one of our biggest projects as of now. We want him to definitely, you know, do very well. He did a podium for us last year in New Jersey. And we hope that this year we can, you know, get him going on the twin and same thing, get as many podiums as we can, as many wins and help him grow, right? Because the idea is he's still young and he can grow. He can grow in the sport and maybe make this a career for him.
So you mentioned, Alex, you mentioned you had your dog, Turbo. Actually, your other dog, Rossi, did you say you have two dogs? So let's go beyond that. Are you married? Do you have kids?
I'm married. I have a stepdaughter and the two dogs.
What's your wife do?
She helps me a lot with the store and the team. So this year she's going to be pretty much in charge of the hospitality for the team.
Oh, good. So we'll see her then. We'll get to see her.
Yeah, she'll be.
Okay. What's her name?
Stephanie.
Stephanie. Okay. We'll look forward to seeing her in the paddock.
Don't tell him too much about her.
Yeah. I like to meet the moms and girlfriends. I can't help it.
She's taller than me. You know, she keeps me in check.
Good. That's the way it ought to be. That's all good. Well, listen, I'm just asking for purely team, you know, getting to know PR reasons. So don't worry. It's all good. You know, we had asked Sean this early on about you, because I didn't know, speaking of your last name, I was like, is it really Arango? Is that what it is? And he said yes. And I think you've said that. So it's not, I thought it's not Arango. It's not Arango. It's Arango. We had it right, huh?
Okay. I mean, that's from what I know, it's Arango, right? I don't know if it's pronounced somewhere else, but
I don't even know if I got it right.
It's Arango.
That's good though. Do you ever go back to Colombia and visit at all?
Yeah, we were going to open a store in Colombia. But you know, it's just they changed presidents and it was a little iffy, but my family's still there. So I do try to go visit as much as I can. And then when I can run away, I try to. It's a beautiful country. You know, there's so much to do. And obviously with the money, like our dollar's worth so much down there. So you can go stay in the most badass hotel for pennies.
Yeah.
So yeah.
That's pretty cool. Miami's got to be a tough city to live in, though. Talk about high cost of living. I mean, you have in your dealership there, but do you live right in the city?
No, I live in Fort Lauderdale, so I'm okay. 35, 40 minutes from Miami. I don't want to be down there. It's nuts. You got to make $1 million to live in a
right
efficiency. Like, it's crazy. I'm in the middle of pretty much Palm Beach and Miami. That's where our dealership is, and I don't live that far from my dealer. We're far away from that crazy Miami life.
Yeah. Although that's a lot of where your clientele is, though, like you're saying.
Well, it's so like Miami is where you have one type of person, and then Palm Beach, you have another type of people. And then Broward, where I'm at, and Fort Lauderdale, it's a different type. So I'm in the middle where, you know, it's not far from everybody to come by.
And perfect. You'll sell to any of them, right?
And say that again.
And you'll sell to any of them.
Yeah, of course. Why not? Right.
It's funny, Sean. Do you notice, like, if I close my eyes and listen to him talk, it sounds like Sean Dillon Kelly.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's amazing.
Yeah. They sound exactly the same.
Yeah. Alex's accent's a little heavier than Sean's, but for sure they relate. Have you known Sean for quite a while, Alex?
Yeah, I remember Sean riding a little, I don't know if it was a 50 or a 125 at the Motard track. And then riding the 600s. A couple of years before he left, I wanted to put him on one of my 600s to do a couple of track days, just because, you know, he's a kid. I like to help the kids from around here. It's cool. Right. It's cool to see a kid, you know, grow up and do something, especially like what Dylan attempted to do. It was huge. It's really cool to see that. So yeah, I've known him for a long time.
Okay, another person I want to ask you about, I mentioned Martin Cardenas at one point, but we haven't heard from Sam Lockoff in a while, and he's a Miami guy. So is he, what is he, an EMT now? What's he doing?
Yeah, I try to talk to him a lot. I like the kid a lot. A couple of days ago, I sent him a message, and I said, hey, what's up? And I don't know if he answered me or not, but I don't know what he's doing.
Yeah, he is an EMT, but I think he always hints like he wants to race again. But
yeah.
I know he's itching. I always tell him, hey, whenever you're ready, just call me. Come by the shop. We'll go ride Motard, motocross, whatever. You know, I got a bike he can ride here. We do a club race and get him back into it. You know, I'm also very close with the Silvas. Same thing with Lucas. I love Lucas a lot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Those three guys are fantastic. And same thing. I'm very close with a lot of the guys that have raced Moto America here.
Didn't Lucas race at the end of the year last year? at one round or something. Yeah.
New Jersey. You raced down New Jersey. Yeah.
Okay. And it was so rainy there. We didn't get a chance to get out and talk to too many people, but it'd be good to see him again. I know he had that 1 year with Hammer. And I mean, I think he was on the podium at Ridge that 1 year. So he had a good year when he raced for them.
I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So is there anything else you want to tell us about what your team, you, your dealership, anything before we wrap it up here?
I mean, I think we covered a lot of it, right? You know, we'll have Andrew Way on the 400, Yandel, Romeo on the Twins, Stock 1000 with Agustin. There's probably somebody else that may jump on the bike. We'll see as weeks go by. Maximiliano on the 600 and Dylan and myself on the super bikes. And yeah, we have a couple surprises and we'll see.
Okay, that's really good. And listen, when you are ready to get some more word out on things, you know that Paul and I are the ones that'll help you with that. So just let us know. We'll get the word out on our social media and on the website. We want to promote you guys as much as we can because we're really excited that you're involved in our series, Alex, and it's going to be great. Really fun.
Oh, that's the plan. We want to grow with everybody and make everything, you know, work for the best of all of us, right?
Perfect. Awesome. Thank you.
All right. It was nice to meet you and we'll look forward to seeing you at Daytona, I guess.
We'll be there. It's nice to meet you guys. Thank you for everything.
All right. Thank you.
It's great.